Welcome to A Tip for Tomorrow, a companion to both the Two Writing Teachers blog and the Two Writing Teachers podcast. We share one tip that you can try out in your writing workshop as soon as tomorrow. I'm Melanie Meehan, and I'm hosting today's Tip for Tomorrow. When Stacy and I first started our podcast, we researched various platforms and we made the great decision to use Zencastr for our recording. We've been really happy with this decision because, for one, it's super easy to record a podcaster with Zencastr. We can log in using our browsers and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. There have been a couple times when we've had unstable internet and Zencastr has multi-layered backups that keep the recordings in the highest quality, a very relieving feature. With many different features and services, if you have thought about podcasting before and realize that you need a lot of different tools, those days are over. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. To get started, go to zencastr.com/pricing and use our code TWTPOD. You'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. We want you to have the same easy experiences we do for all our podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. Like many people, I am a list maker. I love to make lists of what I'm going to do, and I've even gotten better at giving myself little boxes in front of each item that I'm working on completing so that I can check those items off. I'm actually finding a fair amount of satisfaction in that, almost as much satisfaction as crossing things off of my list. But just as I create those lists in order to keep myself focused and on task and remember what are the things that I really want to accomplish and complete, I think there are ways that we can really work on bringing checklists to life for students in classrooms. Many, many teachers are now using checklists for writing and thinking, okay, what are the things that, or what are the elements that students are going to make sure that they include or that they do as writers in whatever piece they're working on? So the question becomes, how do we bring those checklists to life and really make the process of using them accessible and common practice for the students who are using them? So one way that I have had a lot of success using checklists is to cut them up. So take a pair of scissors, put those checklists on cardstock and begin cutting them up, so that they become more manageable chunks for students. You could put them on key rings. I love putting them on key rings. You could have students pull them out of a Ziploc bag and have what they're working on in front of them, almost like a playing card of the day. Again, you're just thinking, all right, there's a lot of print and materials and skills on this page. How do I make it feel more manageable, more usable, more digestible, more possible for whoever's going to be using them? And certainly one way is to make it smaller and make it contain less responsibility in a way that seems possible. Another thing to do is to highlight them. I mean, that is always a possibility, and highlight, circle, mark them up. This is what I'm working on today. Again, that feels like it makes things more accessible or offers more intention to students, and that's an important thing. It's not that you want always to be thinking of everything. It's that sometimes you're thinking of things with intention, and that becomes the important part of the work that students might be doing during that day. So I would say cut them up or think about highlighting them. Those are for students who are mostly writing on paper. Once you get students into working on computers, there becomes a whole nother opportunity of how you can use checklists and digitize them in ways that students can take those checklists and put them right in front of them as they are working on their writing. I've become a big fan of using Google Slides and setting up slide presentations where there is a top long rectangle bar and then two squares underneath. One square where I or students can put materials that are helping them write, and the other square where students are actually doing the drafting. And I actually make an outline of those squares, just again, to really define the borders of what they are for. In each square, or in that square that's either on the left or the right, depending on which side works better for students, and I ask, I can put in whatever part of the checklist students have intentionally decided they are going to be working on. And that way it's right there in front of them, just the way my kind of a checklist or list of things to do stays with me during the day. There's no use of having it if I'm not seeing it, living with it, making sure that it is focusing my attention and getting me to do the things that I've set out to do. So again, putting that right there in front of students as they're doing the work is really helpful. And then, as I've said before, my goal is always to shift the agency of who's doing the work and who's responsible for creating and accessing the tool from me to students. So one last way to really shift that responsibility is to talk to students and really have them create their own checklist. So when they are sitting either with their writing project on paper or their computer writing project, what can they put in front of themselves in the way of a checklist or the way of a to-do list that they create themselves, that says to them, this is what I, as a writer, have decided that I'm working on in this piece as I write. And that's kind of the ultimate of, I have taught you about tools. I have shown you tools. I have consulted with you about what tools you are going to choose to use. And now you are creating your own tools and making the decision to use them. Again, what's the process and how do we shift the responsibility and the authenticity of its impact on students? Thank you for listening to the Two Writing Teachers podcast. Check out the show notes for links to the items we mentioned in this episode, as well as ways to connect with us. For more about the teaching of writing, head over to the Two Writing Teachers blog at twowritingteachers.org. If you liked what you heard today, please share it with your friends and colleagues, post about it on social media, like, subscribe, and leave us ratings and reviews. Our music is by Lemon Music Studio. If you'd like to connect with us, email us at contact@twowritingteachers.org. Thanks again for listening. Let's teach, learn, and write on together.